Good morning, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer, another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer hosts this podcast. 2013 graduate, current alum, of course. All things K-State sports. Your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Tuesday game day. K-State men's basketball. Obviously, Big 12 champ tournament starts today with K-State. It's Arizona State. That episode came out. I did a little bit of preview on that. Came out last night. Go check that out right now before the game starts at 11. And we'll do a postcast of it. How far K-State gonna go? We'll see. I don't know what's gonna happen, but we'll at least have one podcast there as well. So we'll have that. I'll probably record that tonight. So a busy day, once again, long day, but busy day, of course, for the podcast and all of that. But we'll turn our attention on this episode to women's golf, obviously, coming off of a huge win in Tucson, Arizona. The last time we talked there, right now, K-State in La Quinta, California, baby, fifth right now in the Yale Invitational West. I did talk about this in the weekend preview, I believe, a little bit. Yeah, so I kind of forgot they were playing. Sorry, all this attention on basketball right now. But soon enough, we'll be turning our attention else, baseball and golf and everything else, because who knows which team's going to show up over here today in Kansas City. But anyways, women's golf team are in the top five right now. They are five over. Right now, as I'm looking at it there, they're playing at the Norman course of the PGA West there as well. K-State right now, which holds a 36-hole score, 2-under right now. They were up plus 3 for the first round back over the weekend as well there as well. So they enter the final round. So this morning's the final round for K-State Women's Golf. I'm not going to go back and recap the first round. Doesn't really make any sense for me to do that. So might as well just handle business what they're doing currently, right? Here today, K-State, or out in California anyways, they are one shot back of fourth with their conference foe, Oklahoma State. And they're another four shots behind the podium right now, third place Princeton right now. And, of course, two more of 12th-ranked Vanderbilt. But right now, K-State got a little bit of work to do on the team front there as well. And your number one player, Carla Bernat. Yes, sir. The Spain native right now. Came into this Yale Invitational West in ranked 20th in the golf rankings, National Collegiate Golf Rankings right now. She's two off the lead. And remember, last time we talked around here, last time women's golf team played, she won it. So again, she's right there where she wants to be. Right there. Two shots right there off the lead. And currently tied for second coming into this morning, 8-under, par 136 there. She went par in both of these rounds now. And now she has a streak of her own. Seven straight rounds in red figures. That means par. Those that don't know, Stu Burke did a little post game afterwards. He got some quotes here from him saying, quote, "We bounced back well this afternoon, but again, just did not get off to a good enough start in round one." And he continues here from Coach Burke, head coach of the K-State Women's Golf Team. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. Check it in with the women's golf team here out there in La Quinta, California. As they look, once again, maybe get a podium. They're right there. And Carla Bernat, yet again, in position. Can she win another individual title? We'll see if she can close it out here later on this morning. And you also got to, let's not forget, K-State men's basketball. My attention is kind of on that. But we'll keep another eye on this morning as well. Back to Stu Burke here. Quote, "We let a great morning round by Carla get away. However, I am really happy about how we finished out the second round with 3 birdies on the last hole of the day. This isn't an easy golf course, so to be under par as a team through 2 rounds is a positive. We need to try and capture the momentum of this afternoon and continue the push tomorrow in the final round." Well, we know what happened when K-State was in good position, right? They closed out. They took over. They started off well, and they closed it out with taking the team and individual titles. So little bit of work to do to get the team, but they're still in striking distance. But Bernat, right there where she wants to be at, right there, two shots behind the lead. Ooh, ooh, and when I say this every time, Carl Bernat, she gets to get stronger and stronger as a run. This is what you want to be doing. You want to be that person that gets stronger as the race goes on, or as the game goes on, where you're pitching and whatnot. You want to be the guys that the guy or the gals attack in attack mode, right? You want to be that team or individual that attack. And I think Carla Bernat right now, like I said, she's in a good position right now. So I may just see how she's going to fare here this morning out. Well, there are a couple, obviously, Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Shout out Alex. We'll be hearing him over later on in the week over in the Podbean app. Make sure you download the Podbean app, Greer 3. Eddie's podcast, that is Greer 3, Eddie's podcast there, so make sure you go download that. We'll be resuming coverage over there, giving y'all fresh content. Woo! And I'm pretty sure both episodes, we're gonna be spicy. We're gonna talk. One episode's gonna be about they're gonna be about basketball team here on the campus of K-State. The men will be on Thursday, and the women will be on, we'll record that on Friday. So that's what we're looking at right now. So there's a little bit of housekeeping on the Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, GRIER, number 3, EDID, apostrophe S podcast for that. You want more bonus coverage of Cats? Make sure you go over there. Let's go ahead and listen to all the current episodes that are up right now on that channel. Let me see here. Lincoln Navarro and Nanami Nakashima, right? Join their fellow teammate Bernat under par in the afternoon session there. 3 under, par 69. Navarro's effort was her fifth collegiate round in the 60s, including her fourth this season in the second as many tournaments. So Navarro trying to heat up a little bit. This is what you need. This is what you need. Bernat can't do it by herself. She cannot do it by herself. And what they did in the previous tournament there, they had help across the board. If they're going to pull this off, they're going to need that from Navarro and the freshman phenom, Nakashima. Let me see here. Let me slide to her real quick. 8 shot improvement, plus 8 in the second round, fourth collegiate round in the 60s, first of the spring semester there. As well, the other senior, Sophie Burt, right now is tied with her teammate Nakashima there after turning a pair of rounds, 1 over par 73. Noah Van Beek, a junior, and Julia Barriester Barrio. Barrio is a sophomore at Kansas State. The latter of the woman who is competing in the individual right now. They're both tied for 56th place, 11 over par 155. North Carolina in the team spot has the lead right now there, and it looks like they have a huge-ass lead. Damn. 10-shot lead heading into the final round, but Carla Bernat is in striking distance yet again to try to snag another. Can she go back to back? We'll find out. This is morning here. California is a couple hours back as I'm recording this, but yeah, man, very excited to see what happens with Carla. Obviously, you know, if she's right there, smelling that lead, woo, she can close out with the best of them. So we notice about her about right now. So definitely, Carla Bernat, you gotta start pointing here right there. I want to limit said the K-State women's golf team is the hottest team in the country. Yeah, I said it last week, and I'm gonna say it again. And I think Carla Bernat, you better start putting her in the category of Ayoka Lee and, oh my gosh, woo! now I forget the volleyball player, Aaliyah Carter. Yes, I was going to be shamed for that. Aaliyah Carter, yep, one of the best. Obviously, you can throw Serena Sundell in there too, as well. Terrific athletes. I mean, everybody's a terrific athlete, but there's just some that just rise to the occasion. And Carla Bernat is one of those special athletes there that can rise to the occasion. So we'll see what happens later on out there in California there as K-State women's golf team look to close out strong yet again at the Yale Invitational West. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Yes, daily. Every day, including the weekends. Or whenever I have a chance to record K-State content again. Stay tuned on your feeds. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, please make sure you do. If you have not already subscribed to the Purple Project podcast, we thank all of you guys for, if you've been listening to the from the very, 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 very beginning, in and out, or you've been joining us this year, thank you so much for your continued support of this Kansas State podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State Women's Golf looking to do it again here later on today. Go Cats.